Friday the 13th is considered by many to be an extremely unlucky day. Podcast host and author Jeff Belanger says this fear can be traced back to ancient times.
It's funny how the day sort of sticks out. It's become a thing for people who have the fear of the number 13. I guess it's an odd number if you think about it. I mean, there's 12 days of Christmas, there's 12 months in the year, 12 zodiac signs, 12 tribes of Israel, 12 gods of Olympus, 12 comes up again and again, 12 apostles, of course. So 13 feels like almost an affront to our understanding that everything should be in 12s or a dozen. The reason it's Friday the 13th and not just any 13 has pretty much Christian origins. Of course, 13 individuals present at the Last Supper of Jesus, which took place on a Thursday. The next day was Friday, the crucifixion. So most people seem to tie Friday the 13th to that.
Peter Drummy of the Massachusetts Historical Society says that part of the fear is also connected to the region's maritime history.
In this maritime society in early New England, the idea is a ship voyage shouldn't start on a Friday. I don't think that was universal, but there are many things about shipboard life and marine traditions that pass down, and some of that came ashore. But that's what I'm talking about, this idea that you shouldn't start a journey on Friday necessarily. But that idea of combining it together with the date, which is unlucky, seems to be what became important in people's minds. The fear of 13 is really powerful. We don't have evidence before the end of the 19th century, but when they started building tall buildings, many tall buildings till this day do not have a 13th floor in them because of people's concern about the number 13 being unlucky.
Belanger says that this superstition can take on a life of its own.
So once it becomes a thing, you're sort of aware of it. So maybe you wake up on Friday the 13th and you go, I don't believe in any of that. And then you drop your coffee cup and it breaks. And you go, oh no, maybe there's something to this Friday the 13th thing. And suddenly you're paying attention to it. Or you start looking for things to go wrong. And when you look for things to go wrong, you'll find them. And then eventually people start making movies, Friday the 13th. And, you know, people start doing radio programs and saying, we should talk about Friday the 13th on Friday the 13th and all the weird, scary things that can happen. And it becomes a bigger thing. And suddenly we're all panicked. It's Friday the 13th. Part of it is now your fault.
And while the day is synonymous with Jason Voorhees, Drummy says that a local man did much to foster the day's negative reputation.
Thomas Lawson was a stock speculator who made and lost several fortunes, but he built an enormous estate in Scituate called Dream World, and many people will still know the Lawson Tower, this water tower that's made to look like a castle turret, which still stands from this immense estate. And even though he had been a shrewd speculator, he became sort of a muckraker at the beginning of the 20th century and wrote books about how stocks were being manipulated. And he wrote one, and it's essentially autobiographical, but he's writing it as a novel, and it's titled Friday the 13th. And this book was about the stock market crash that someone designed to have happen on Friday the 13th. And Lawson himself was superstitious, so he, in this book, which was immensely popular, popularized the idea of Friday the 13th being an ominous day. And in his own life, he was a yachtsman and interested in all sorts of different things, but he built the biggest sail-powered ship ever built at the Four River Shipyard in Quincy, called the Thomas Lawson, and this was a 7-masted schooner, and it sank off of England. Lawson here in America got news of the sinking of the ship on Friday the 13th.
I'm Dan McCready, WATD News. Hope you have a lucky Friday.